Baseball insider Andy Carboni is joining us. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com. Andy, pitchers and catchers reporting today, or practicing today, I should say, and that's a sure sign that spring is probably just, what, 3-4 months away from now?
Maybe five, but yes, spring training officially underway. Pitchers and catchers reporting yesterday, as you mentioned, down the JetBlue Park in Fort Myers. They're having their first official workout today, but the first full squad workout for the Sox comes up on Monday. And then, of course, the first spring training game set for Sunday, February 28th, just a week from Sunday. They'll be playing the Twins on the other side of Fort Myers.
You got it. All right, Andy, we have some names in the news from the team. Let's begin with Andrew Benintendi.
Yeah, that was the latest ball to drop for the Red Sox. They've sent Benintendi to the Royals in a three-team deal involving the Mets. Red Sox getting outfielder Frenchie Cordero. Three players to be named later, as well as a minor league pitcher from the Mets. In four seasons with the Padres and Royals, Cordero's played in 95 games, career batting average of .236. Benintendi played five seasons for the Sox, of course winning a World Series with the team in 2018. He had 51 home runs, batted .273.
Quick reaction, does that trade work for you?
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm not the biggest Andrew Benintendi fan out there, but he was a solid player, and the guy they got is more of a journeyman than Cordero. He has a lot of so-called talent that has never really come to fruition. He was a top prospect at one time. He's been hit with a bunch of injuries throughout his career, and he's only played 95 games over four seasons. So that pretty much tells you the story of Frenchie Cordero. So to me, he's a fourth or fifth outfielder on a good team, or even a guy that's a borderline back and forth from AAA type of guy.
Yeah, and he's not even French, I don't think. Yeah, you know,
he's far from being French, that's for sure. I don't know what the Frenchie's all about. I don't think Red Sox fans should be getting all excited about this particular trade. Of course, players to be named later, you don't know what that's going to turn out to be, and another minor league pitcher thrown in the mix as well. So, and the Red Sox even gave the Royals some money to help pay Benintendi's contract. So this is really a bizarre move by the local nine, but Chaim Bloom has a plan. We're not sure what that plan is, but it is well underway.
Dump some salary. All right, there's some other Red Sox names in the news as well.
Yes, they've signed utility man Marwin Gonzalez to a one-year, $3 million contract. Gonzalez was on the Astros when Alex Cora was the bench coach. Red Sox officially made the announcement of signing pitcher Hirokazu Sawamura to a two-year, $2.4 million contract. He comes over from Japan. And the Red Sox did make a trade yesterday. They've sent pitchers Jeffrey Springs and Chris Mazza, of course, Bill. I know you remember them coming out of the bullpen last year for the Red Sox. They sent them to the Tampa Bay Rays for catcher Ronaldo Hernandez and infielder Nick Sogard.
Well, getting a pitcher from Japan, that's worked out pretty well over in the past for the Sox, right?
In some aspects it has. Over the years, the Red Sox have brought in nine players from Japan overall, and obviously most of them all pitchers, so we'll have to see how that all plays out, but he will be someone that will be added to the bullpen for Alex Cora, so we'll see how that all works out.
All right, what else do you have, Andy?
Well, Red Sox catcher Kevin Pawlecki, of course, we talked about pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training yesterday. He was placed on the COVID-19-related injured list, so we won't be seeing him for a little bit of time. And, of course, adding the catcher from the Rays yesterday, that was part of the reasoning, I'm sure, to add some depth to the position.
And former North Shore athlete and former Red Soxer Billy Conigliaro passed away as well this past week.
Yeah, he passed away last Wednesday at the age of 73. Conigliaro coming out of Swampscott High School, the first player ever drafted by the Red Sox. He played with the Sox from 1969 to 71, and he went on to win a World Series ring with the A's in 1973.
Known as Billy C. All
right. Absolutely.
All right, I forgot. Nesson Classics, what do you have for us today, Andy? What's going on? Not that you have it, but what does Nesson have today for us?
Another update for us today, game you can sit back and enjoy. It's the best of 2013 all week on Nesson Plus. First pitch comes your way at 3 this afternoon. This game from June 18th, the Red Sox beating the Rays 3-1, the second game of a doubleheader at Fenway. Johnny Gomes hits a walk-off two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth.
All right, let's move now to the Major League Baseball news. Always some insights and tidbits here that I'm not aware of, and maybe even our listeners, but I doubt that. But what else, what do you have for us from around Major League Baseball?
Well, the big news last night, Bill, came out that the Padres have signed shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. to a 14-year, $340 million contract extension. The 22-year-old has only been in Major League Baseball for two seasons, really a year and a half, technically. and he's cashing in, as you say, at this point.
You know, and probably in a few years, that'll look like a great deal for the Padres, you know?
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows how that all plays out if contracts keep expanding. Long contracts and big money like this are only going to be set out there for the extreme few. And, Tatis has quite a pedigree, and he's supposed to be the next overall superstar in Major League Baseball. Let's see if he can live up to this enormous contract.
Yeah, that takes him into Tom Brady territory. At 36 years old, that's when that contract ends, I guess, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if he's still playing well, he can hook into another decent deal for a few years. He'll maybe, be far from over.
Maybe the Red Sox can get him in another 14 years or whatever. All right. All right, what else do you have, Andy?
Well, the Dodgers have re-signed their number three hitter, Justin Turner. He gets a two-year, $34 million contract. And some former Red Sox players have inked deals since we last spoke, Bill. Pitcher Rich Hill from Milton, he signs a one-year, $2.5 million contract with the Rays. Former Sox closer Brandon Workman, a one-year, $1 million deal with the Cubs. Outfielder Kevin Pillar has signed a one-year, $5 million deal with the Mets. Infielder Jed Lowry, a minor league deal with the A's. And former Sox third baseman Travis Shaw has signed a minor league deal with the Brewers.
All right. And you also always give us a couple of different stories from baseball, names in the news. What do you have for us this week, Andy?
Well, wrapping things up, former Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow, who was an outfielder in the Mets minor league system, he's officially announced his retirement after five seasons.
Sorry about that.
But all right, so we got that.
Giving you a call. He's got some spare time now. He wants to join the join the show.
Who's calling?
Tim Tebow.
Oh yeah.
Now, so
yeah.
He wants to get on the broadcast.
Yeah. Sorry, Tim. I'll get that call in just a moment. I apologize for that. All right. Yeah. That could be him. Although it came up as a different person on the caller ID.
Oh well.
All right, Andy. So, spring. What do you look for? Any particular thing? Last question from me. With the pitchers and catchers, anything in particular that you're going to kind of want an answer to?
Well, I guess the top thing for most Red Sox fans in terms of the early workouts with the pitchers would be the health of Eduardo Rodriguez coming back from the COVID-19 situation last year. He did not pitch. So we'll have to see, how he looks coming forward. The Red Sox expect him to be ready by opening day and be in the rotation as their number one guy until obviously Chris Sale gets ready in the middle of the summer. So like I said, Roto Rodriguez is the big name to watch out to start off the spring training to see how he is progressing.
You got it. All right, good stuff. Andy, always good talking with you. Get the shovel out, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds like a plan.
There he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewSports.com.